Vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. We read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 12, on text number 14. Aham pura Bharato nama Raja Vimukta Drista Shruta Sangha Bandanaha Aradhanam Bhagavata Yamano Mrigo Bhavam Mriga Sangad Dattartaha Aham Pura Bharato Nama Raja Vimukta Drishta Sruta Sangha Bandhanaha Aradhanam Bhagavata Ihamano Mrigo Bhavam Mriga Sangad Dattartaha Aham Pura Bharato Nama Raja Vimukta Drishta Sruta Sangha Bandhanaha Aradhanam Bhagavata Ihamano Mrigo Bhavam Mriga Sangad Dattartaha Aham Pura Bharato Nama Raja Vimukta Drishta Sruta Sangha Bandhanaha Aradhanam Bhagavata Ihamano Mrigo Bhavam Mriga Sangad Dattartaha Mukta Drishta Sruta Sangha Bandhanaha Aradhanam Bhagavata Hiyamano Mrigo Bhavam Mriga Sangha Dattartaha Aham Pura Bharato Nama Raja Vimukta Drishta Sruta Sangha Bandhanaha Aradhanam Bhagavata Ihi Amano Mrigo Bhavan Mriga Sangha Mrigo Bhavam Mriga Sangha Dattartaha Aham I Pura formerly in my previous birth Bharata Nama Raja a king named Maharaj Bharata Vimukta liberated from. Drista Sruta, by experiencing personally, through direct association, or by getting knowledge from the Vedas. Sangha Bandhanaha, bondage by association. Aradhanam, the worship. Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Ihamana, always performing. Mriga, Abhavam, I became a deer. Mriga Sangat, because of my intimate association with a deer. Hata Arta, having neglected the regulative principles in the discharge of devotional service. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. In a previous birth, I was known as Maharaj Bharata. I attained perfection by becoming completely detached from material activities through direct experience. And through indirect experience, I received understanding from the Vedas. I was fully engaged in the service of the Lord, but due to my misfortune, I became very affectionate to a small deer, so much so that I neglected my spiritual duties. Due to my deep affection for the deer, in my next life, I had to accept the body of a deer. Purport. The incident herein described is very significant. In a previous verse, it is stated, Vina Mahatpada Rajo Bishekam. One cannot attain perfection without smearing the dust from the lotus feet of an exalted devotee on his head. If one always follows the orders of the spiritual master, there is no question of falling down. As soon as a foolish disciple tries to overtake his spiritual master and becomes ambitious to occupy his post, he immediately falls down. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadan nagatikatopi. If the spiritual master is considered an ordinary man, the disciple surely loses his chance to advance further. Despite a very rigid life in devotional service, Bharat Maharaj did not consult a spiritual master when he became overly attached to a deer. Consequently, he became strongly attached to the deer, and forgetting his spiritual routine, he fell down. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Ummilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Panchakalpa Trivyasya Kripa Sinabhavita Paritanam Pabanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, this is a very significant purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And herein he's stating the importance of the association of a pure devotee of the Lord. And by that association, one has to take the dust from the feet of such a pure devotee and smear it upon oneself. And in that way, one can become freed from this cycle of birth and death. So, in reading some previous verses leading up to this particular verse, it was stating so many different issues in relationship to being attached to the bodily platform of life and all the difficulties that surround that kind of consciousness, and how important it was to control the mind, or is to control the mind. And in this verse, it begins to come to the essence of what it means to be a human being and what it means to become freed from all of these designations and tribulations from the material body. In the Bhagavad Gita, it's described, tad vidhi paripatena, pariprashnena sevya, upadekshanti te jnanam, jnanina sattvadarshinaha. That by searching out and getting a qualified or bona fide spiritual master, one actually can develop knowledge. And this knowledge that we're speaking about is not mundane or material, but it's knowledge about the spirit soul, about the self, the real self. And this is what the conversation really is going to lead to between Rahugana and Jat Bharat. That the real knowledge means not this struggle for existence, but real knowledge means understanding of the self, who we actually are. And we see that in this particular verse from the Bhagavad Gita, there's three things that are necessary to understand. One is to surrender. We need to find a bona fide spiritual master. And when we find such an individual, then we need to surrender, fully surrender. Not partially, but there's full surrender that's necessary. And from this surrender, we see that we will develop a desire to hear, to take instruction. That's the second point. First point is to surrender. Second point is to accept instruction from the spiritual master. And after taking instruction, the next point would be that we need to actually render service, humble service. And these three things are important. They're they're essential, actually. They're essential in the progress of spiritual life. Even just to begin spiritual life, it takes the association of a pure devotee, especially the spiritual master. Prabhupada has told us many times that everyone in this material world is born a rascal and a fool. And we see that if we weren't a rascal or a fool, and if we were actually very learned, then what is the purpose of schools? It's like we see in society, there's so many schools. Everyone is going to school to get an education because they're fools and rascals. So they're going to try to increase their knowledge to get out of this foolish position. And we see that if we don't cultivate knowledge, whether you're in the material world or you're searching for the spiritual path, there has to be knowledge. If you want to be a materialist, you must go to school. You must get some education. You must know the science of the material world. If you don't know this science, if you get no education, then you'll be considered to be a fool. So similarly, in the execution of spiritual life, we also have to cultivate knowledge. But in Krishna consciousness or spiritual life, the cultivation of knowledge that we're discussing is not from some material point of view, but it's actually books on the science of life and philosophy. And this comes from the Vedic literatures. But we cannot understand these Vedic literatures just on our own accord. We need to actually have the association of a pure devotee of the Lord, one who has actually seen the truth. That person who's seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That person can give us the understanding. We see that there's so many gurus, so many teachers. But we see many spiritual gurus, teachers. They try to avoid any type of literature. They don't want to really quote the Vedas. So many times we've had the opportunity to meet a guru of some particular sect or philosophy. And we find that many, many times they don't even have any literatures. They have no books. They're simply there. They're as the main ingredient for their particular movement. So we see that this is what's going on, even in so many circumstances, in relationship to spiritual life. So we have to develop knowledge. And if we develop knowledge, and only then can we actually become perfect. Otherwise, it's practically impossible. We'll be defeated. And what is this defeat? Prabhupada says a defeat is a struggle for existence. In society, we see everyone is working so hard, the struggle for existence. Everyone is trying to improve their existence in some capacity, better job, better material situation. They're struggling so hard. And in order to do this, they try to acquire more and more knowledge. But this knowledge is simply binding them more and more to this material world. We see sometimes very educated individuals, they find it very difficult to come to Krishna consciousness, if not impossible. Very difficult for them. Because they've cultivated so much of this material knowledge, they become puffed up. They're actually thinking that they're so much in control of the material energy. But in reality, they're struggling for existence. And they can't get out of this darkness until they have the association of a pure devotee or a spiritual master. Then they wake up. Then their illusion is taken away. Just like Prabhupada says, in the early morning hours, there's this fog. But as the sun rises, we see that the fog is dissipated. And as it dissipates, then we can see form, structure. We can see so many things. We see light. So in the same way, until one approaches the spiritual master and takes instruction from him, one is simply in darkness. And we live in that darkness. And the struggle for existence goes on eternally. So this surrender is a very important instruction. Because here, in this pastime between Rahugana with Jat Bharat, it's all about surrender. We see that Rahugana, the king, very elevated position materially speaking, very knowledgeable materially speaking, very powerful. But still, we see Jat Bharat, who was considered to be dumb, who didn't have any knowledge or understanding, he was able to defeat him by his knowledge. So this point here, at this part in the Bhagavatam, we see that Jat Bharat was able to give relief to King Rahugana from his illusion. And we see that taking a spiritual master is not a fashion. It shouldn't be just simply a fashion. But it has to be very seriously undertaken. And it has to be understood very elaborately. We see that the guru is not just simply a formality, but it's actually a necessity. So one has to be very serious in spiritual life, knowing Krishna. One has to be very serious in the proper action and relationship to Krishna. All these things are important. And when one takes these seriously, then one needs a spiritual master. Until that time, it's very difficult. Until one becomes very serious to understand one's relationship with Krishna, the activities one should perform to serve Krishna, it becomes very difficult. One will never get an understanding, a true understanding of what the purpose of life is. So here, in this particular pastime, that's being revealed. If one is actually very serious about spiritual life, these subject matters can only be revealed to him by the spiritual master, by the guru. Otherwise, impossible. Not possible. We see here that in worshiping the spiritual master, it's very important to understand his position. As Prabhupada says in the purport, if one thinks that the spiritual master is an ordinary person, just an everyday ordinary person, one will never understand the science of Krishna consciousness. In the morning, we sing the Guru Vastikam prayers, Shakshat Taritvena Samasta Sastra Uktasya Tava Yata Eva Savi. We see that the spiritual master is as good as God. He's non-different. He's as good as the Supreme Lord Himself. And when we respect the spiritual master in that way, we're also respecting the Supreme Lord. So when we come here for Guru Puja every day, we should see the importance of that. That not only are we worshiping the pure devotee, but we're actually worshiping the Supreme Lord. Because the Guru, the spiritual master, is considered to be non-different from the Supreme Lord. It's actually the same. But the spiritual master never thinks that he's God. Prabhupada said when the spiritual master thinks that he's God, he actually becomes dog. So these things are very elaborately described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, even in the Bhagavad Gita. But we see that until we really come to the point of surrender, until we come to that point where we feel ourselves completely defeated by the material energy, only then can we take up seriously this science. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna was on the battlefield, he said to Krishna, you know, I'm confused about my duty. He was confused about his duty. And he said he's lost all his composure due to his lack of will or his weakness. And then he said to Krishna that in this condition, please tell me, what is my position? What is best for me? What should I do? And in that way, he became qualified to become a genuine, bona fide disciple. And Prabhupada said that this is the process for accepting a spiritual master. And in that process of acquiring a spiritual master, there has to be some kind of relationship developed. And Prabhupada says that before one takes a spiritual master, one should see the activities of the guru. What are his activities? What does he say? How does he act? What is his goal? And in that way, one studies and develops a relationship with the guru. And in the same way, Prabhupada describes that the spiritual master, the guru, should study the disciple. Similarly, he should study disciples, see if the disciple is serious. Is the disciple desiring to develop knowledge of the self, the soul? And in that way, a relationship is actually developed. And here in this particular verse, or I should say in this part of the Bhagavatam, this is what's going on. In this short period of time of the palanquin scene, Rahugana was observing the activities of Jat Bharat, and Jat Bharat was observing the activities of King Rahugana. And in this way, the conversation became very intense. But at the same time, there was a development of a relationship, and eventually came to the point where King Rahugana became his disciple. And this is how we have to approach a spiritual life. One actually has to see that in his life or her life, they've come to a point where they feel the frustration or the struggle for existence. And until we come to that point, it's very difficult to surrender to the spiritual master. Almost impossible. Almost impossible. Because we cannot develop any knowledge. Only by that association can we develop that knowledge. As we see here, King Rahugana was especially qualified. To be a king is not an ordinary thing. To be a king means that you are very elevated, you're very knowledgeable, and you're very powerful. This is what a king means. So for a king to actually come to that point where he's frustrated and where he sees that he's simply wandering helplessly in this material world, for Jat Bharat to open his eyes in such a way was an amazing feat. So we see that in the course of Krishna consciousness, we need to search out a bona fide spiritual master. We see that Srila Prabhupada is the acharya, samstapak acharya. He's actually the person who's giving shiksha to everyone in this Krishna consciousness movement. This is why Prabhupada is, he's called Prabhupada. Prabhu means like the Lord, and Pada means like the position. Srila Prabhupada actually took the position of the Lord. This is why we called him Srila Prabhupada, because he could lead us out of this material world. And because he had that position, whenever we worship Srila Prabhupada, we're worshiping the Supreme Lord. So just by that statement, we can see that going to Guru Puja or coming to Guru Puja every day is of the utmost importance, just to worship the spiritual master. And in that way, we're directly worshiping the Lord. Otherwise, we think that Prabhupada is just an ordinary person, or maybe a little bit above ordinary. If we really understood the position of Srila Prabhupada, we would always come on that particular occasion and worship him. We wouldn't want to miss that opportunity to worship the Acharya, because it's non-different from worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is all coming down to a matter of consciousness. This is what it comes down to. And until we come to that point where we're fully surrendered, then it's very difficult to hear submissively to the instruction. And it also becomes very difficult to render service steadily without faltering. Very difficult. Every step is very challenging. So we see that all these activities that are in Krishna consciousness that were given to us by Srila Prabhupada were meant there for us to serve the Supreme Lord, to surrender. And this is a very powerful word, surrender. We see that it's not just that you say, oh, I surrender, but we see that the surrendering process is a lifelong endeavor. Lifelong. As we develop more and more realization and knowledge, we see that we want to surrender more. It's like if you acquire knowledge about something, you want to acquire more knowledge, more intense, more in-depth, more realized knowledge. So we see that this surrendering process, this is the challenge. Because as we progress, we'll be challenged to surrender more and more. It's not that we come to a certain point and that's it. No more surrender. I've achieved it. No. This is not the science of Krishna consciousness. And we'll see here in this pastime between Rahugana and Jat Bharat, it even gets more in-depth. It gets very, very intense in relationship to this surrendering process. And as we surrender, you know, we'll see here in this particular pastime, as Jat Bharat speaks more firmly and in depth, King Rahugana becomes more and more enlivened. So if we want to become enlivened in Krishna consciousness, if we want to actually surrender more and more, it's imperative that we understand the instruction of the spiritual master. Of course, that instruction is to come to the platform of surrendering fully to Krishna. But also, it comes to the point where we understand that the ultimate goal of life is Krishna. This is the process. This is really the platform we have to come to. And until we come to that platform, it'll be a challenge. Nate vidu svartam gatim hi vishnum. We have to understand that Vishnu is the ultimate goal of life, that surrendering to him through the spiritual master, the bona fide spiritual master, is of the extreme utmost importance. But we see that the conditioned souls, they're not interested in the reviving of their relationship with Lord Vishnu. We don't necessarily take it serious. We're not interested, really. In a lot of capacities, we just want to enjoy. And we're so much captivated by the material energy. Each day we see that somehow or other, we, in a course of time, in a period of a day, we can see ourselves, how we become attracted to the material energy, to some capacity or other, through family, friends, through desire for wealth, money, the association of the opposite sex. All these things are there, and they're impediments in our understanding of surrendering to Krishna, to the spiritual master. They're impediments. And we see that in the course of a day, or in the course of a week, or a month, or a year, or a lifetime, how many impediments are there that are constantly distracting us from that goal of worshipping Lord Vishnu? And what to speak of following the instruction of the spiritual master? It's so difficult. Prabhupada gave us so many instructions. They were all important. Instructions on the worship of the spiritual master, instruction on worship of the deity, how to cook, how to take care of bodily needs, how to associate. There were so many instructions given to us by Srila Prabhupada, and they are all very important. And we need to develop expertise in all of them in order to become fully surrendered to the Supreme Lord. And Srila Prabhupada also gave us instructions which were very important to him. And especially now, this is the season where a particular instruction becomes very pertinent. And that, of course, is this science of book distribution. Extremely important. This was, to Srila Prabhupada, this was one of the most important activities in Krishna consciousness, this preaching activity, especially through his books. Because we see that the books are essential for development of knowledge, to understand Krishna. And if they're given to us by a pure, self-realized soul, it can help us become pure devotees and go back home, back to Godhead. And if we want to follow the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, to please him in the highest level, it's important for us to become a part of this mission. Prabhupada gave so many examples of an army, and we've said this so many, many times. You've heard it a million times. But it's also very important to constantly hear this so that we don't forget what the real purpose of the Krishna Conscious Temple is, or the Krishna Conscious Movement. It's meant to benefit human society. It's meant to give people an opportunity to get out of the clutches of Maya. It gives them an opportunity, just as King Rahugana received the opportunity from Jat Bharat to develop self-realization. And practically speaking, it was by accident. It was just that Jat Bharat was a palanquin carrier. And it just so happened that it was for this King Rahugana. And then from that, a whole series of instructions were given, which helped King Rahugana completely surrender to the Supreme Lord. So, in the course of our life in Krishna consciousness, it's also extremely important for us to understand the instruction of the Guru. And I just brought this book here. This is my request. I've been reading this book, especially this time of the year. And it really kind of inspired me again to remember why I joined Krishna consciousness. What was the real reason? Yes, prasadam was very important. I admit, it was very, very important. But there was another item which really was important to me because it was so challenging. It actually brought myself and many other devotees to the platform of tears. And there weren't tears of ecstasy either. There were tears of frustration, tears of sadness, not being able to surrender to the instruction of the spiritual master. But those are motivating factors enabling me to go on, and many other devotees. These tears of frustration, they actually turned to tears of joy, especially when Prabhupada or Krishna would give you the opportunity to do a whole bunch of books, and you would be laughing and you'd be joyous and overwhelmed with ecstasy. But then at the end of the day, you knew that was all. The next day was another challenge. So it was a challenge every single day. So Prabhupada here, he quotes this. It's an arrival address, June 20th, 1975 in Los Angeles. I thought I should read it instead of me giving my own words. Let Prabhupada give his own words. He says, "I have no personal qualification, but I simply tried to satisfy my guru. That's all. My Guru Maharaj asked me that, quote, if you get some money, you print books, end of quote. So there was a private meeting, talking. Some of my important godbrothers also there. It was in Radhakund. So Guru Maharaj was speaking to me that, quote, since we have got this Bug Bazaar, marble temple, there has been so many dissensions, and everyone's thinking, who will occupy this room or that room, that room? I wish, therefore, to sell this temple and the marble and print some books." End of quote. Yes, so I took up this from his mouth, that he is very fond of books. And he told me personally that if you get some money, print books. Therefore, I am stressing on this point. Where is book? Where is book? Where is book? So kindly help me. This is my request. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world. Then Krishna consciousness movement will automatically increase. This is Srila Prabhupada. Another letter, August 23rd, letter to Radha Vallabha. In spite of war, Srimad Bhagavatam will be distributed. We don't care about war. Our preaching business will go on. This is the instruction of the Acharya. Next, September 75, Shirodakashayi, quote, simply read my books and repeat what I've written, then your preaching will be perfect. Another letter, November 75, to Bhagavan. I think our books will never keep us in a poverty-stricken condition. This is the blessings of His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada. He is very pleased that you are distributing so many books. Another letter, in 1975. I am very pleased with your activities. Now continue and increase. Everyone will want our books. We will always have customers. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And then another letter, December 75. The Sankirtan devotees are very dear to Krishna because you are doing the field work of book distribution. Krishna has immediately recognized them as true servants. Just like during wartime, a farm boy or ordinary clerk who goes to fight for his country on the front immediately becomes a national hero for his sincere effort. So Krishna immediately recognizes a preacher of Krishna consciousness who takes all risks to deliver his message. So these are just some quotes from Srila Prabhupada as to what his instructions were. And of course, this time of the season, we like to announce those instructions in order to motivate us, to increase our desire to preach Krishna consciousness. And this is very important. As we're reading here from the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is helping us to understand more how to surrender to Krishna, to the spiritual master. So it's imperative for us to take this instruction seriously. Just like taking the instruction of deity worship, it's imperative to take it sincerely and seriously, very seriously. Or cooking, or association amongst devotees. Those instructions should be taken very seriously. In the same regard, the instruction of going out and preaching and distributing these books should be taken very seriously. And if we can't personally do that, then we should also be there to support this effort. We should support. Just like in a kitchen, when you have a cook, he needs support or she needs support. Somebody has to cut the vegetables. Somebody has to wash the pots. Somebody has to do this. So support is essential. In any activity we do, that support is essential. So in the same way, this preaching effort, it's essential to have support. So take that position. If we can't go out personally and do this service, then let's support it in some capacity, whatever that may be, whatever our qualifications are. Let us try to support it and see if we can do like double it for Srila Prabhupada. Why not? We should think that way. And if we don't make it, that's okay. We try. And this is what the spiritual master wants. This is what Krishna is looking at. He's looking at the sincere endeavor. Because what result can we do anyway? Without the help of the Lord, nothing can be done. It's by Krishna's mercy anything goes on. So if we just have that endeavor, that desire, that is sufficient to please the Supreme Lord. And whatever result there is, that's up to Krishna. But we should endeavor with enthusiasm and determination. Okay? Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hari Bol. Jai. Thank you.
Like two times a week.
What's that?
Like two times a week.